AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A week after a door panel blew out on a flight, there is an executive shakeup at Boeing. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Boeing says its 737 jetliner program head is leaving, allowing the company to name new leadership at the troubled division. Ed Clark's departure comes weeks after the panel blowout on a Boeing 737 MAX 9. Accident investigators said bolts that helped secure the panel to the plane's frame were missing. FAA Administrator Mike Whitaker had then criticized the company for not paying enough attention to safety. Boeing says its executive changes are part of an enhanced focus on both safety and quality. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden's brother James told the House impeachment inquiry the president never had any involvement in the business dealings of other members of the Biden family. Last week, an FBI informant who claimed there was a multi-million-dollar bribery scheme involving the president, his son Hunter, and a Ukrainian energy company was charged with fabricating the story. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan was asked about that.
Well, I mean, it is what it is, so it doesn't change the fundamental facts.
The informant's claims had been central to the Republican effort in Congress to investigate the president and his family. Minutes from the latest Federal Reserve meeting show there's been significant progress in reducing inflation, but some of the policymakers are worried strong growth in spending and hiring could disrupt that progress. Police in Oklahoma are investigating the death of a student a day after an altercation in a high school bathroom that may have been prompted by bullying over gender identity. Police in China are investigating an unauthorized and highly unusual online dump of documents from a private security contractor linked to the nation's top policing agency and other parts of government. It catalogs apparent hacking activity. This is AP News. The strike continues in Paris at the Eiffel Tower.
Wednesday was the third day running that the Eiffel Tower, expected to be at the heart of celebrations for the Paris Olympics this summer, has been off limits to visitors like Jonathan Adams from the UK.
We came 8 years ago, just me and my wife, so we brought the children and I had tickets booked, so yeah, very disappointing.
A message on the Eiffel Tower's website also warned of more possible disruptions if strikers continue their push for salary hikes and other concessions. The CGT union has previously warned that their protest action could go on for several days, even weeks. I'm Julie Walker.
Jill Biden announced $100 million in federal funding for research and development into women's health as part of a new White House initiative. The First Lady says women don't know enough about their health because research historically has been underfunded and lacking. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.